Now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
All right, all throughout our schooling education time, for the most of the way throughout, I should say, that Jen and I wore uniforms in school because we were of the Catholic school variety.
I wore a uniform from kindergarten through seventh grade, and then I transferred to Piper. And I remember feeling very weird going from uniform to regular clothes.
Right.
Like saying,
right.
So I can just wear whatever I want to school?
Yeah.
This is weird.
I love you say your weekend clothes. That's
I did.
Right.
It yeah. was. That was your weekend clothes. And I loved wearing a uniform. We had maroon plaid.
Yeah,
I
didn't know
any
better.
Fantastic.
Right.
Didn't have to worry about what you were going to wear. You just knew.
We had the blue or the khaki pants mm-hmm. and the blue or the white tops.
Yeah. You still wear that.
It's pretty well, I kind of do.
Does.
You know what? I didn't wear jeans for the longest time in my life because I thought khaki pants was just it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was comfortable.
What you wore every day.
Yeah, that was it. So there's a story this morning about 11-year-old Bella. Bella's from the Lansing School District who was punished, I guess you could say, or told to wear the sweatpants of shame.
She was given sweatpants. And so Shaylee the millennial came in. This is the outfit she had on for school. Can you see this? It's like a long tunic with leggings.
Yeah,
that was considered inappropriate.
Why?
For school. Apparently the front and the back were not long enough. To me,
everything is covered.
Everything is covered. It's
no,
long. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Right?
You can't see her bottom. She's completely covered head to toe.
I know we have a lot of teachers, a lot of parents here that listen, of course, and 5767102 would love to get your thoughts. So the dress codes have been a big thing over the past few years. And as it starts to come out, what a lot of people allege is that the dress codes are sexist because it places the onus for covering up on girls, whereas mm-hmm. people say, well, you should rather teach boys to control themselves rather than having girls cover up.
Well, I mean, I think covering up, like our kids can't wear.
But also, she's 11 for crying out loud. I mean.
Yeah. This says that they can't wear leggings or yoga pants, which to
me. That's absurd. I couldn't go to that school, first off.
Right. I mean, leggings with a long tunic like what she's wearing is perfectly cute.
I think is a little ironic because there's a lot of teachers that will wear like dresses or the tunics.
Yeah.
With leggings.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's okay for them and they're all covered and you're not showing any skin, I don't really see the problem.
You can't see anything on this girl.
Yeah, there's nothing.
No, it's what they say. Oh, it's too tight. It distracts the boys.
But
hello, that's not the girl's fault.
No.
That's sexist culture, everybody. That's where it begins.
Her legs are completely covered in cute flowery leggings.
How many people go out in yoga pants now in just life?
Yeah.
Every day.
Everywhere. It's accepted, right?
And it doesn't make it okay, because trust me, I've seen some people out that
I'm right here.
I don't need to be wearing MC Hammer pants.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll put those away.
Pajama
pants. Back to my
you
khaki
cannot
pants.
Wear those to Kanye.
I do agree that the kids should not be. My dad is a teacher, and he says that the kids show up wearing pajama pants and Ugg boots all the time. Now, that's just ridiculous.
Well, that's around our office,
probably
too.
Probably have to. But, Jen, you were saying, look, if it's going to be this bad, just go to a uniform.
Wear uniforms. If it's this much of an issue, because I looked up their dress code, it's a full, you know, long memo on the whole dress code, just give them uniforms.
Right.
If it's
but how much of that applies to the boys?
Well, put them in uniforms too.
No, but when you read the dress code, how much is of the girls? There were like six pages, right? How much applies to the girls? How much applies? I'm interested in that. We do have a call here. Good morning, did I do that wrong? Hey, good morning, the show.
Hey, your yoga pants and your leggings?
Yes.
Those are not considered clothes. Those are exercise clothes.
Exercise clothes.
So that's not appropriate for business wear or anything.
Well, they gave her sweatpants to wear. Those are exercise clothes.
Oh, that's true. The sweatpants of shame.
Those are disgusting. But what I'm saying, have you ever seen, they're not allowed here in the hospital either, but because lots of times they show cellulite, so the really fat people who wear them, and then they don't wear the long tops that cover like at hip or longer. So it's just roll, 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 roll. But on an 11-year-old girl, you're not going to have that.
Okay.
But leggings and yoga pants are exercise clothes, not business or clothing. Do you understand?
Yeah, but shorts are exercise clothes, too. Can they not wear shorts?
No.
I don't know. See,
you have walking shorts. You have shorts. Shorts aren't exercise clothes. Gym shorts are, but not short shorts.
There's too many lines to be drawn.
I think uniforms. Period. End. Step. Uniforms.
Yeah,
you too.
You
and doesn't that solve other problems, too? Like the competition of you're wearing the, the clothes that cost $150 versus the clothes that cost $10?
Unless you go out on the weekend.
Here's what here's where you talk about the line that's being drawn. People point out, of course, you get into the comments section, it's always dangerous, but they say, well, look, you know, the cheerleaders wear their uniforms to school on game days. How much does that show off?
We used, you know what? In high school, we wore our tennis skirts on the days that we had tennis matches.
Right.
And our tennis skirts were tiny little.
Well, here's
my question.
Of course,
that was 1993.
Isn't part of the...
still having halter top day at the stadium. It was nice.
Isn't part of the uniform that girls can wear skirts? So they're going to be less covered by the uniform?
All I know is that tube tops, tank tops, halter tops, midriff, see-through clothing, yoga pants, leggings, bicycle pants, boxer shorts, jeans that lace up to the waist without a stitch seam underneath, and saggy pants are not considered suitable school wear.
Okay.
Chains will not be worn in the building. You're
well,
out, Judah.
There's some obvious stuff there that I think is
headgear
right.
Headgear may not be worn in the building. Hats, caps, and hair rollers. Are people really wearing hair rollers?
Hair rollers in school?
If you are in middle school, then...
Myrtle, yeah. Take your rollers out before you come to school. Come on now. All right, the number is 576-7102. Facebook, Twitter. It's all open to you to comment on the dress code. She's playing with her jewelry. Out of uniforms, I think that's the key right there.
She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 1021.
We are talking about these school dress codes here, and it sparked a big, big conversation.
Yeah, so there's a middle schooler in Lansing that wore like a long tunic and leggings to school. The school gave her the sweatpants of shame to put on because you're not supposed to wear leggings. She wasn't allowed to call her mom.
Right.
And man, this erupted into a whole big topic.
No question. All right, we've got some people waiting on the phone here. 576-7102, so let's get to them. Good morning, the show.
My thing is if the kids are going to have a dress code, then the teachers should adhere to it, and the principals and assistant principals. My son's got an assistant principal who wears skirts that are so short.
Really?
That the split up the back, as she bends over, you're going to see her butt.
Oh, boy.
See?
And 4-inch heels. Now, what is that for an 8th grade boy to look at through the day?
Yeah. That, to me, seems a lot more inappropriate than a 7th grader wearing
right.
a shorter skirt.
Exactly. So if the kids are going to have to adhere to it, then the teachers and the principals should have to adhere to it.
Put it on them, too. Yep. All right, good call. I like that.
Thank you.
Yep. Hey, good morning, the show. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, my name is Renee. My kids actually go to Lansing.
Okay, so you know the dress code, then.
I do. I know the dress code. The whole thing with the yoga pants and the leggings is that all the girls wear them. It's a common thing. And what goes for one has to go for all. And unfortunately, when they first started coming out, a lot of girls were not covering up whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a little sexist.
So are they not allowed leggings at all? Like if you had a dress on, say, that was like went down past the knee, could you wear leggings under that or... So it's just a length thing on the shirt?
You're not supposed to wear leggings.
Yeah.
But they do allow it in some cases only because they don't have enough sweatpants or shame to cover all the girls.
Right.
I think a lot of people use a common sense method and say, well, I fail to see in this picture how that particular dress is a distraction. And then you get to the bigger conversation of, well, the dress code isn't really a one-size-fits-all sort of thing.
No, it isn't. My daughter comes home, and she will actually say, oh, yeah, this girl got made fun of all day because she had to wear the sweatpants of shame.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. And good morning to the show. Hello. Thanks for holding.
Okay, so I have a couple for you. I have high schoolers, middle schoolers, and elementary schoolers. I have girls and boys, and I do have to say that I think a lot of the rules particularly target the girls. However, if you've spent a day in the high schools and the middle schools, I think you would be shocked to see what some of these girls wear to school. I think our society has, if it's tight and if it's short, and the more you show off, the prettier and the sexier you are, and it goes down even into the elementary schools.
Yeah. That's true. Thank you for the call there. We both have girls. I mean,
know.
We know how it's going to go.
No, you've been crafting a dress code for us here.
That's
at
right.
KC 102.1.
Right. Yes.
You're formulating that for Shaylee and I.
Yes,
currently.
Indeed. Yes.
Is that
that's
correct?
Right. Yep. So my own personal, when it comes to my style, is short and tight, the better.
Which I feel very uncomfortable with,
welcome.
By the way.
You're welcome. Yeah, but
we're actually encouraged to wear shorter, tighter. Is that really awkward?
No, no, for me.
Oh.
That's what I wear. It's only because my clothes don't fit anymore.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.